Good evening. This is.
If you think you can't go from politics to the divine, Carol Gold and Steve Clark are about to take you above the fray. The only agenda here is to empower you to think for yourself, ask more questions, and trust your own truth. So now, the combination talk radio has been missing. Until now, Carol Gold and Steve Clark taking you above the fray.
Good evening, this is Steve Clark. Carol is not with us today, and so I'll be doing the show. I want to talk about a few things that I found fascinating. I'm reading a book right now called Hormageddon, and it's by Bill Bonner. If you're not aware of him, but Bill Bonner is kind of this guy who runs Agora Publishing. It's one of the largest financial news publishers in the world. Very successful guy, very smart guy. And he's got a very different perspective on how he analyzes and views news as opposed to the mainstream media. And one of his big things that he was talking about was really the key to success, and success is failure. And through failure is where you really begin to analyze what you do wrong and what you do correctly. So, for example, he was applying it to basically look at the United States right now. With the amount of problems that we have with the financial crisis that we had, if you look at the individual level, the person can't spend anymore, so he stops spending. He consolidates his finances. He learns to cut back. And through that failure of overspending, individuals are learn to manage and learn from the failure of overspending and spending too much and getting a better plan. And it's kind of the same way in our personal lives, that through failure is really where we begin to take a measured look in and look at things and begin to see what works and what doesn't work. And there's a lot of really interesting books that I've read over the years that kind of touch on the subject that I wanted to talk about. The first is the classic book on tennis called The Inner Game of Tennis. And now I'm not a tennis player, but it's an interesting way of looking at life and the training. The book goes into detail by a tennis pro named Timothy Galloway, who was a high-level amateur. And at the peak of his career, he decided to quit the game. And he went on this kind of journey to realize where he had made the mistakes, how he could become better at the game, and what had happened to him, why he had never really reached the pinnacle. And he developed, through meditation and different practices, he developed a way of mastering himself. And so he came back to the game of tennis and became a much better player. And through what he learned, he said, these principles are really, really interesting. I'm going to try to a sport that I know nothing about and try to apply the same principles. And he did it with the game of golf. And within short order, I want to say under 6 months, he became a scratch golfer, never having played the game. And there was two principles that really, that if you read the book, and it's a short book and I recommend it to everybody, is that what he did was, he says, first you have to practice a lot so you can master a skill. And by practicing a lot means once you can do a shot, whatever that shot is, over and over again, then essentially you've mastered the skill. And if you can do that shot, your body knows how to do that shot correctly. What he says happens to most people is that when their body doesn't make that shot, or when they know how to make the shot and they don't make it, they tend to beat themselves up. So his whole philosophy in a nutshell was basically forgiving yourself and just focusing on the task at hand, never getting too high or too low, or never cheering the ego on or crushing the ego at the same time as the player you were, but observing, taking note, and moving forward as a detached observer. I highly recommend that. I actually use a lot of the principles when I was doing sports athletically, and it helped me immensely. But what I thought was brilliant, again, the mastery of the game that he got just through sports was based out of failure, the failure of not being able to achieve the pinnacle of his chosen career, which was tennis. But through that failure, he was able to become, a scratch golfer, and he also became a world-class skier using the same principles. The other book kind of that dovetails into this that I thought was interesting as well was regarding failure. It's a book called The Game by Neil Strauss. And Neil Strauss was a reporter for Rolling Stone, a short, skinny, small guy, never had any luck with the ladies, and he decided to move out to California where there was a group of men who were known as famous pickup artists. And what he did was he studied all these guys, and he himself became a pickup artist. Now, contrary to popular belief, you would think going to a place where there's a bunch of pickup artists, all the men were very handsome and very successful, and it was just the opposite. It was all the people who had failed or had miserable relationships with women their whole lives. And because of that, and because they wanted to have successful relationships with the opposite sex, they studied all aspects of human psychology, the inner game of appearance, what your self-confidence meant, what your self-worth meant. They did a lot of visualization, a lot of meditation, and a lot of linguistics, a lot of neuro-linguistic programming. And it was a book about changing your attitude about yourself and how you view the world and how you relate to women. And I found it to be a fascinating study, again, because all these men became fabulously successful with women, and it was all based as a result out of failure. And what he said was an interesting comment, that nobody there, that they ended up living in a house together, that nobody there would be someone who we call successful, or somebody who had success earlier in their life with women, or somebody who was just naturally attractive and gregarious and women would be attracted to them. Those men never showed up at the house or never were part of that community because on some level they were happy with the relationships that they had with women. And so they never mastered the subtleties of human relationships with the opposite sex. And because these were the least amount of people, or the least likely, I should say, to ever have success with women, they were forced to study the material and forced to get better at it. And because of that, they became very successful. Now, some people might be appalled at that notion, but again, the topic of the night is failure and using the inner game to move forward with your life. I also find it interesting that if you look at very successful people, and if you look at very, very wealthy people, like I'm talking the highest echelons, a lot of them went through bankruptcy. A lot of them had many business failures. And the business failures, many times, are the things that spur people to massive amounts of growth. Because when you fail so miserably at certain things, you're forced to take a harder look at yourself, harder look at the actions that you've taken, and retool it. So I've mentioned on numerous times on the show about the experience of Walt Disney or Henry Ford going bankrupt, but I listened to a podcast the other day where he was on the phone with T. Harv Eker. And T. Harv Eker is a motivational speaker, and he had gone kind of through the booms and bust cycles, and he said something that was interesting. In his 30s, he had made a lot of money, and then he lost it all. And he was on a call with his creditors one day, and on the call with the creditors, his 6-month-old son was there crying. And as the creditor put more pressure on him to get his money, he had a breakdown, and he yelled at his kid to shut up. And that moment highlighted what had happened to him, who he had become. He hung up the phone with the creditor. He made a promise to his son that he would never yell at him again, and that he realized at that moment, it was a defining moment in his life, that this money and the problems that he had were stresses that he himself had created, in that he would never get out of this problem, his problems, with that attitude. He said within 2 years after that, he was a multimillionaire, just changing the focus of what his thought process were. He was already taking the natural steps to grow business, to make money, but it was the mindset that was holding him back, similar to what the first author that said, Timothy Galloway. The key to his success that he felt was being able to forgive himself for the mistakes that he made, letting it realize that it's part of the learning process and to move forward. T. Harv Eckert, in a different aspect, in a different field, came to the same conclusion as it applied to business and as it applied to money. So the focus, again, on the call is using failure as a guide to achieving success. There's one other comment that I want to make, which was there was another guy who's got a fantastic blog called stevepavlina.com. And it's a blog, as he describes it, a blog for smart people. And he really kind of goes into the nature of money, what it means and how it's affected him. And he had an interesting story where he himself, he went bankrupt, and he actually got in trouble with the law. And a lot of the problems that he had were, again, were mental and nature, not being able to use his time wisely enough and to forgive himself for the mistakes that he made. Steve Pavlina has become wildly successful. He's in his own space, in his own field, in the self-help motivational space. And it's his suggestions are very practical in nature on ways to make money, on ways to grow money. But I find it, again, fascinating that one of the major speakers and one of the major topics of this movement are the people who've had the biggest failures. Even Tony Robbins at one point teetered on bankruptcy when he got divorced, and he talks about it openly. A guy who'd been successful for so many years almost lost it all through his divorce. So my point is that the struggle and the nature of the struggle is what provides us the biggest part of growth. I hope this message tonight has inspired you a little bit for people who are struggling. We're all human. We all go through the same struggles. And it was in that vein that we wrote the book. Carol and I wrote a book called Money. It's on Amazon, and it's on our website, AboveTheFrayPodcast.com. That's kind of a synthesis of all these different ideas that we've had over the years of making money. Carol's been a successful lawyer. I've been a successful had a successful career on Wall Street, but that's not to say that Carol nor and I have not had our struggles. So I just think that book could be of value to a lot of people out there as people are struggling right now or who have struggled or people who are very successful. So please take a look at it, and thanks for listening to the show.
You've been listening to Above the Fray with Carol Gold and Steve Clark, from politics to the divine. Thanks for being a part of a new way to see the world. Visit our website at AboveTheFrayPodcast.com and like us on our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/AboveTheFrayPodcast. This has been Carol Gold and Steve Clark, taking you always above the fray.